Listening Dog Media.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it was somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him.
Breathtaking.
Like never before.
Hello and welcome back to Seaman Says with me, David Seaman, and Lindsay Hooper. Joining us this week is a man whose career saw him lift the FA Cup, be named as Premier League's manager of the season, and get crowned King of the Jungle. Please welcome Harry Redknapp.
David!
Hello, Harry, you're right.
I can't believe this. We got it on, me and Sol. We're only about 2 hours. That was a miracle. Sandra, well done.
Because you had a meeting number.
I'm the same, Harry.
We normally sit here for about an hour and we should have been on it up last day. It's normally up past nine, but still trying. You know?
How you been?
Yeah, good, Dave. All good. Busy, too busy.
Yeah.
Non-stop,
Are you doing a theatre thing?
Where was I last? I was in Reading Sunday night, Dartford Saturday night. Oh, dear. It's been a bit hectic, again.
Yeah.
It's good fun, Dave. I enjoy it. We have a laugh, you know.
Yeah, because I did one with Ray and Perry.
Yeah.
About a week ago, and the guy said that you were coming to Reading, but I couldn't make it.
Yeah, was it? Did you enjoy it? Was it all right?
Yeah, it was all right. You know, it's the first one I've done for ages. You know, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, it was. Yeah, it's good because it's good. Just what they do in the second half, they do like a Q&A, so you interact with the fans. Yeah, you know, and then that's easy.
Well, I have someone with me, Dave. You know, I have a guy with me, and he comes on, he's Noel Brody. Noel's a great guy. I saw him in pantomime a couple of years ago in Bournemouth, and he's like a comedian, he sings, he does. But he comes on sort of as fun, and then he sits with me and sort of leads me into questions, really, you know, makes it easier for me.
No, right.
So it's all right. It's been good fun.
Yeah. Have you been, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, fantastic game.
Oh, weren't it?
How unlucky at Chelsea. Yeah, I mean, it was incredible.
Such a shame.
How about that pass from Modric?
I know.
Oh, my word.
What a player, though, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't stop, Dave. He's everywhere, isn't he? Everywhere on the pitch. He's always, wherever they've got the ball, he's always available to take the ball. He's tackling back. He just doesn't stop running for 90 minutes. Incredible.
Yeah. And then to have that quality with the outside of his right foot
what
as
a
well.
Pass, yeah.
Yeah.
He played another one second up late in the game. He stuck someone in behind down the left side. Just an amazing footballer and a great lad as well. You couldn't meet a nicer boy.
Yeah.
Well, last week we went over to Spain, me and Jamie, we're doing a programme with Jet Whitehall, and we're going round, Dave. We've got to get to 11 World Cup legends. Do you know what was funny, Dave? I've got to tell you. We met Roberto Carlos, right?
Yeah.
So we said, it was Dave, don't I? So we go and meet him in this restaurant. He's got a restaurant, he goes in a restaurant every day for lunch, and it's called, and he's got his own table. It's called Roberto Carlos Corner. In the corner of this restaurant, he's got, it's a shrine to him, right? He's got all the, he's got pictures of it. He's got his shirt. He's got all these famous pictures up on the wall. And we said to him, who is your favourite English player? He said, David Seaman.
Yeah. I swear on my life.
I swear. I swear. He said to me and Jamie, he said, David Seaman.
Wow.
It was brilliant, yeah. It's going to be on the show, actually, when it comes out. We'll show that.
Have you got a chair anywhere, Harry, that you can just go to whenever you like?
Probably in the local betting shop. they put a shrine to me in it. I probably paid for it over the years.
Oh, mate, when we did Harry's Heroes, that you were so funny with your phone.
Just like
every 2 minutes, he's like on the phone.
Me and Mercer, you got Mercer in there as well. You got no chance, have you?
Yeah, exactly.
He's coming at me red hot tips, you know.
Not like the guy that said he was a jockey.
Oh, no. Do you know, Dave, he started ringing me again?
No way.
He has, yeah. Yeah, Stevie's name is.
Has he changed his name?
He made out he was lead topless to jockey. 4.5 years I used to pay for it to go and ride. Harry, I've got to go and ride work in Dubai for Godolphin. I haven't got my riding fees yet. Can you lend me £500? Yeah. I thought he'd give me some winners sooner or later, you know. Then a mate of mine rings me and he said to me, Harry, you still seeing that lead topless? I said, yeah, he never gives me a winner. He said, that's because he's not lead topless. He said, he works in a pub in Newmarket collecting glasses. He said, never saddles.
Huh? It's actually a scam.
Yeah, it was really, yeah, but I've got to be, I laughed after, you know, he actually opened me. And he started ringing me again. He started, he's come back on, after about 4 years, he came on and he started ringing me up again, yeah. Giving me tips and all that. I think he thinks if he gives me a winner, I might send him some money or something, you know.
Yeah, you ought to say, I've arranged some tickets for you, then make sure they're not there. Exactly. What are you making of the top four?
Yeah. Well, I still wouldn't pick a winner between Man City and Liverpool. It's gonna be tight, you know. Yeah. One mistake, and you can see one of them. They're not, I can't see them winning every game, though. Someone somewhere on the lines, you know, gonna.
Yeah.
They're not all easy, are they? You know, you've been there, done it, and every game is, you know, someone might just nick a point, whether it's, you know, off Man City, and that would make the difference, or Liverpool. It's going to be tight. And I think Tottenham really look to me now like they're going to get that third spot. You know, it's changed in the last couple of weeks. And if Arsenal having a couple of bad results there, you know, they were poor performances at Palace. I couldn't believe how poor they were that night, you know.
Do you mean fourth, not third? Or do you think they're going to get third?
Oh, Spurs? No, I think Chelsea is still probably just about hanging on to third, you know. But I think Tottenham are in good form, weren't they, suddenly, you know. Mm. Harry Kane's son, they look decent at the moment.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with Arsenal, especially, you know, all right, the Palace game, you can, you know, that can go either way. But the Brighton game, I was in shock almost.
Poor
you know,
result,
and then like what you say, with Tottenham, they're like banging form now, and they certainly look favourites. I know Arsenal's still got a game in hand, but...
They've got to go to Tottenham as well, Dave, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got Tottenham. I think it's West Ham, Man United.
Oh,
you know, so we've got a few.
And then my boys at the weekend.
Yeah, there's Southampton at the weekend. Yeah.
Well, Southampton need a result after last week, didn't they? I mean, that was a belting, wasn't it? Chelsea going there winning six. That was a big blow for them. But the bottom's going to be tight as well, Dave, isn't it? It's still to play for. I know it. You know, that result for Everton was so important the weekend, and Burnley getting beat at Norwich, I couldn't see that one coming. But it's still, they've got an horrendous run in Everton, and Burnley have got decent fixtures on paper. It's going to be tight still.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With your experience, Harry, can you tell when the problem is bigger than just the playing squad? Can you tell if it runs deeper in football clubs?
Well, you know, when you're having a bad time, you start looking around the dressing room. Who's with you? Who's not? You know, you know there's players not in the team who don't like you, and are they sticking a knife in with other players and making the atmosphere bad around the place. And it's strange. You suddenly look at everybody and you think, what's he saying? What's he doing?
It's almost like a downward spiral then? Is that almost like a downward spiral? Yeah. If you start then, you're in a bad mood, but then you start questioning everything else going on around you.
Yeah, you do. You look at everybody. I mean, David's not been in that position too often, has he? The teams he played in.
I've been in once, mate. I got relegated with Birmingham.
Oh, with Birmingham. Oh, yeah. It's not a nice place to be, is it? It's not.
I think to the guys about that, you know, like I'd much rather be... There's more pressure when it's relegation than what there is when you're going through a league title.
Absolutely, yeah, there is. I mean, it's just, I mean, at Southampton, and it was horrendous for me, you know. The horrible feeling, you're sitting there, nightmare.
Just to make Adam even more
annoyed.
Dave,
the worst thing for Adam, I went back to Portsmouth, they said, welcome back, Agent Harry. You've done your job. You've gone to Southampton, got them relegated and come back to us.
Yeah. 27 years in the top flight.
It's bitter.
I felt like I sort of ran across the enemy lines and that, you know.
What have you got to say for yourself, Harry?
I swear it was, but I couldn't tell you how bad I felt. I was so desperate to do well that year, you know. It was horrendous.
I bet it must have been hard because you live down that area as well, don't you?
Oh, David, you couldn't believe the abuse I was getting. I mean, I turned up my first day at Southampton's training ground. As you get there, you come to a little crossroad, and I stop at the crossroad my first morning, and there's about 10 fellas digging the roads, and they're from Portsmouth, and they've been waiting for me, and they're... Them Pompey lads are tough lads, you know, you don't mess about them. And they're waiting on the big lumps of wood, they've done it, wrote in paint, you redneck, you Judas, I can't repeat, everywhere. And as I pulled up, I'm sitting in the car, you know, every morning I'd turn up, after about 3 weeks, they suddenly one morning they'd finish the road and they weren't there. I thought, oh, thank God, you know.
It's a wonder you ended up so willing to wind your window down on transfer deadline days.
I didn't wind my window down when I saw this one. God, yeah.
Yeah, but you made him smile later on, Harry, when you won the FA Cup.
Oh, yeah, that was all right. I went back there, they were bottom of the league, weren't they? And I went back and then we went on a run. We took 21 points from the last 10 games and managed to stay up. So actually we went to Arsenal one night, Dave, and we played Arsenal I took a real gamble, really. We played Arsenal on a Wednesday night and we had, West Brom at home on the Saturday, I think it was. And I took a real gamble. I made loads of changes for Arsenal. I sort of, you were just too good. You know, I knew that we weren't going to win there, no matter what I did. So I made about 6 changes and rested my best players, really, most of them. We got beat 4. And then suddenly I got criticised after the game. We got beat 4, but we won on the Saturday. And so it made it worthwhile. You know, we went on a run from there. But it was a gamble. We'd have got beat on the Saturday as well. We'd have been in trouble.
Was the FA Cup your proudest moment as a manager?
It was great, Dave. It was a great time. Great, you know, going back, you know, probably my first sort of bit of success as a manager at Bournemouth, getting promoted. We'd been 100 years, never been at Division 3 or 4. And people all down here would say, Bournemouth would never go up. You know, they had this silly story that the council wouldn't allow them to go up. They didn't want Championship football here or Division 2 as it was back in them days. You know, even with about 8 games to go, I used to see people in the... They said, we know you won't go up, Harry, you know. I said, well, is the council going to come and tell us to start losing or something? They really believed it, you know.
No way.
So to win the league that year with Bournemouth, it was a fantastic time for me. You know, it was my first sort of real step on the managerial ladder. So that was great. And then going back to Portsmouth, you go to Portsmouth and get promoted. When I signed Merson, Dave, he was a massive signing for me. He really honestly did turn the club. He came in and he was on a different level in that division. And we won the league, you know, and Merce was fantastic.
What was he like in the dressing room at Portsmouth?
He was great. He was great. The players loved him. You know, they loved him. He was a character. We know what Merce is like. We all know Merce, but everybody, they loved him, the boys. And he could play passes like we saw with Modric last night. That ball from Modric was the type of pass that Merson could play with the outside of the foot, wasn't it, Dave? You know?
Yeah, it was, because he never used his left foot.
No, he played balls like that all the time in the Championship, and he scored goals every other week. He was scoring. It was just amazing, really, you know.
Read his autobiography?
Did he?
Have you read his autobiography?
No, I haven't yet. No, I'm going to get it. I will get it.
It's a page turner.
Is it now?
I can imagine, because we used to call him the Magic Man, because he would do stuff in training, you know, that we're thinking like, wow, how's he done that? You know, like I say, Harry, it was always with his right foot. Never hardly ever used his left foot.
No, he bent didn't he? Amazing, really, yeah. But that was out there, say that pass last night when I saw it. I bet Mercy's watching that and drooling over it.
Yeah, I bet he is. Speaking of like your managerial stuff, Harry, how close did you get to the England job?
Not really, Dave. I never got an interview or anything. I was at Tottenham and things were going great for me there, you know. It was an amazing time in my life, Dave, really. I had the court case over, you know, the thing with the bonus for Crouchy. That was another story, Dave. I've gone to court. I'm in court. I mean, you couldn't make this up. I'm in court in the Peter Crouch bonus case, right?
Yeah.
It's all to do with a bonus that the Milan manager wouldn't pay to me that I felt I was due, because when we signed Crouch, I was director of football, and then we sold him about 2 months after I became manager. So he said, no, the deal I had in my contract was as a director of football, I've got 5% of any profit on transfers. And that was the only player that would sign that year. I was director of football. Anyway, we had a big bust up, but it was called the Peter Crouch bonus case. When I was in court, they pick a jury. So I've never been in court before, but they sit there and they have about 24 people, and they go onto a computer, and they all stood there, and they push a button, and it comes up number 6. They've all got a number. Juror number 6. Anyway, we get about 5 jurors, and suddenly, juror number 9. Peter Crouch. There's a jury. There's a bloke of Peter. David.
No way.
There's a bloke on the jury in the Peter Crouch bonus case called Peter Crouch. It don't end there. He's 6'8".
No way.
Skinny as a rake, with blonde grey in hair. He was about 8 years older, 10 years older, perhaps, than Crouchy. But he was. If you'd have picked a double for Crouchy, you'd have picked this man. Now, whether he changed his name by deed poll, I don't know. But his name was Peter Crouch. Everybody in the court started laughing, Dave. Even I laughed, and I wanted to cry, you know? Me and Milan Mandrick are sitting there. Everybody's laughing. It was crazy. Anyway, during the interval, so we adjourned, then we're going to come back at 2 o'clock and the case is going to start. Somebody had one of the newspapers had tweeted to their newspaper, you can't make this up. There's only a bloke on the jury called Peter Crouch, 6'8", skinny as a rake, and he was a steward at Tottenham, right? Steward at Tottenham. And so they said, you can't make... So anyway, it got into the public domain that they came back after to start the case, and the clerk of the court went up and told the judge what had happened, that someone that had now been made public, that it was a Peter Crouch on the jury, so they had to re-pick the jury and throw him off because, you know, you can't have... Yeah, aww. But that, it was amazing, really, and Peter Crouch, 6'8".
Have you told that story to Peter?
Yeah, no, I'm not really had a chance to tell him yet. I must
say. I'd have just thrown a football at him just to see what he could do with it.
It was so stupid. But then I came out of court. The day I walked out the court, not guilty, that was, as I come out the court, it just been announced Capello had resigned. It was like,
yeah.
It was like Capello, Harry's not going to prison or something. He's come out of court. I know he's going to get the job. I think I resign before he gets it. It was silly, you know. Anyway, I come out and then everybody says, oh, you're going to get the England job now. You know, it's a certainty and all that. I think with the bookies, I was 10 to 1 on. I mean, I think Roy was like 10 to 1 against. I think we're the only two Englishmen anyway. There was not work many runners, you know. I'm just driving back from a game one night at Tottenham and heard it on the radio that Roy had been appointed. But
yeah.
Oh, good luck to Roy, mate. You know, that's life, isn't it? I had the choice between Tottenham and England, and then suddenly I don't get the England job. Then a couple of months later, I lose my job at Tottenham because we finished fourth in the league, and Chelsea go and win the Champions League, and we finished a point behind Arsenal, Dave. Arsenal won at West Brom that day, the last game of the season, and I think we got done by either a point or goal average or something for third, you know.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of betting, though, Harry, does it surprise you that your name still appears in lists for managerial jobs, and how long that will carry on for?
Oh, no, I've got no chance now. I don't even look at it anymore. No. they hope that some mug is going to go and have a tenner on me or something, you know.
So are you officially retired from management, Harry?
Well, not officially, but I mean, I'd still take a job. If someone comes along, you know, like Paul Town or Wimborne, I'll end up going there. Yeah, something to do up there. I love it, though, you know. But Harry's Heroes. That was great for me.
But I was just about to say that I loved you as my manager on Harry's Heroes. That was an amazing show, weren't it?
Oh, I loved it, Dave. That was for me to be with all you lads was great. You know, I really took you back, didn't it, to what we've been missing, really, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Being with the boys and having a laugh
I remember when I think we were in Spain or somewhere, and we were supposed to be doing some flamenco dancing, weren't we? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And me and Frankie were doing an interview, like camera to camera, and you were sat having your breakfast down the other end, and they were asking me about, oh, how'd you feel about doing all this flamenco dancing? And I was like, I can't stand it. I don't like dancing, and this, that, and the other. And then Harry just chirped up from down the bottom. He's like, don't get me started on dancing and flamenco dancing. You're making these lads look right idiots. Moke, you remember?
Yeah. He had the old poor old producer, but what I can't remember his name. He had a bet. He caught it.
We've established that you're really easy to get hold of, Harry. So I imagine your phone's going off the hook. You've got all these former pros that perhaps are in your ear getting advice? And also, I was thinking about Frank as well. I bet he's getting some advice from you at the minute.
Well, I keep in touch with Frank all the time, yeah. I sort of always texted him and, you know, having a chat and see how he is, you know. And he texted me the other week the night they beat Newcastle 1-0 with a goal in about the 96th minute or something, you know. He went, Harry, how have you done this job all them years, you know? He said, oh, my God, you know. He was, yeah, I think you don't realise what, you know, you feel, when you're a player, you play and it's different, you know. You want to win for your life, sure, but then you go on. But when you're the manager, you've got it all. You don't sleep. You don't, when things are going bad, it's just, you take it home with you, you know, and it's so difficult. Your whole life revolves around it.
What do you think that the issue is at Everton at the moment? Because obviously, you know, he's trying so hard to get a tune out of them, and Rafa couldn't do it in the first half of the season. What's the issue behind the doors?
Angelotti didn't really pull up any trees there.
No.
You go back through them all, but I think they're recruited badly. I think I don't think they're a great group of players, really. I think they've got some decent, you know, a few decent players, but they need a real turnaround, yeah.
It's hard though, Harry, isn't it? When you look at the team sheet, you think, yeah, that's not a bad team, that. But then when it goes out onto the pitch, they don't seem to be playing for each other.
Yeah, I don't know, the back four looks, you know, they don't have anyone seem to dominate, you know. And I don't know, I look now and everyone goes, oh, there's so many great teams and blah. I look back and I look at the Arsenal team that you played, Man United teams. How many of these players today playing in them teams would have got in them teams when you were, you know, the teams were, you had so many good players. And Man United had incredible players. You know, Everton have had great players over the years. You know, I'll go back before you, though. You know, Alan Ball, Howard Kendall, Harvey, a midfield. It was an incredible midfield. Joe Royal. They've had so many great players. But at the moment, they look a very average bunch to me, you know. Mm.
I still feel they've got too much to go down. I don't think the three below them will get out of that.
I hate to see, you know, it'd be a real disaster for Frank, you know.
Killer blow, that one, for Frank, yeah. Yeah, because you can see in his face and in his movements on the touchline, you know, how much it means to him. And it's, you're like, hang on, guys, you know, if you lot had the same passion as Frank, then you might get out of this.
Absolutely. And Dave, as well, it's good to see, you know, we want to see a few of the English boys, British managers, succeed. You know what I mean? Every time there's a job comes up, we go and get another foreign manager. There's loads of lads around who have done their coaching badges, good managers, coaches in a lot of divisions, just want the chance. It seems the only way you get a chance to manage in the Premier now is if you bring, like, Eddie Howe. Eddie would never have got managed in the Premier League. He would never been able to prove he could manage at the top level if he hadn't got promoted with Bournemouth. He had to bring Bournemouth up through the divisions. And even people like Tony Pulis, who worked with me, he would never have managed a Premier League club if he hadn't took Stoke up. And then suddenly he's there for about 6-7 years and Stoke were one of the most difficult teams to beat. But he would never have got the opportunity if he hadn't took them up. So it seems the only way you get into the Premier is if you get promoted. And then the chances are you come up with a team that is going to struggle anyway, because they come up, the bottom three, Norwich this year come up and go down. Watford come up and go down, probably, you know. So there's so many good lads out there. We just don't seem to give them the chance.
Yeah,
so
it's great, like you say. Like you've got Frank, you've got Steve, you've got Wayne.
Yeah,
you know, trying to stay up with Derby. And then had Eddie at Newcastle. You know, so it's good. I know what you mean, because I always felt that, like, England should always have an English manager.
Yeah. I've always been like that, Dave.
I found it really, really strange because Sven took over, towards the end of my England career, and it just didn't feel right. You know, I had people like Bobby Robson, you know how passionate Bobby was, and people like, you know, Graham Taylor, Terry Venables, Glenn Hoddle, you know, like proper passionate guys about England. And when they say, you know, like, come on, do it for the boys, do it for the country, you can totally feel their passion.
Yeah.
But when Sven took over, it was like just totally different.
I couldn't agree with you more. There's lads, you know, and there we have got Gareth's managing the England team, which is good. But there are loads of lads out there who could come up. Would they ever get a top four team, an English manager, British manager? I don't know. Would they get given the job now? It seems every time Man United look for a manager now, it's always going to be a foreign manager. So let's hope that Frank can stay up. I like even people Dean Smith, he did a good job at Villa, now he's at Norwich. You'd love to see him do well. He's another good lad, you know?
Yeah.
Sean Dyche?
Sean's done well. Sean's done a great job, but it looks to me as either him or Frank are going to get relegated. One of them are going to go probably this year, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I like Sean. Sean's a great lad.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Looking forward to the FA Cup, the semis this weekend, Harry. What's your predictions?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Palace played well last week, you know, as we said against Arsenal, but I'd have to fancy Chelsea.
Yeah.
I'd have to
Even after like last night's result, you know, with the extra
time. Yeah, I mean, that's if you're Patrick and watching the game there, the one thing you want is extra time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want the extra time, you know, you want it to go to extra time, and because, you know, it's going to be, they've got the journey and then they've got the extra time. So it makes it a difficult one. But that gives, Palace are dangerous. They've got some good players. You know, he's done a good job there and he's brought a few of the kids to come through. And then suddenly, I mean, they had three players in the England team last week. In the England squad, you know, which is amazing here at Crystal Palace.
Yeah. And then the other one's like so hard to call anyway, isn't it? You know, as we saw last weekend, the City Liverpool.
Yeah, it's going to be.
If you're a betting man, though, Harry, who would you go for right now, as it stands, after a 2-2 draw? Would you put a bit of money on City to stay the course, or do you think Liverpool could nick it?
I think a lot depends on the teams, you know. And what they actually, I mean, they're both going to want to go for it, surely. But they've both got midweek games. I think Liverpool obviously got a much easier game. I mean, that is going to be a fierce game. Atletico, Man City.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever played there, Dave?
I don't think so. No, I played at Real Madrid, but not Atletico.
Yeah. I mean, it looks intimidating, doesn't it? Mm. The manager makes it like that, doesn't it? Simeone.
Yeah. He's proper up and down, isn't he?
Oh, he's, So, I don't know. I fancy Liverpool. I think I'll go for Liverpool-Arsenal final.
Oh.
Liverpool who?
Chelsea.
Oh, Liverpool-Chelsea, sorry.
All right.
Dave, sorry. I'm thinking of Arsenal-Palace last week again. Sorry, mate. Liverpool-Chelsea final. Sorry, Liverpool-Chelsea.
Right. Yeah. I'm going totally opposite to you then. I'm going Man City-Palace.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the Vieira link and former club in City. That's what it is.
Yeah. And then obviously my links to Man City. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I've always wanted to know about you, Harry. So I used to do quite a lot of your press conferences when you were at QPR. And I know then you used to travel a lot to be able to go to the training ground that early in the morning. You used to travel from home, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where's the furthest you've had to travel in your managerial career each day?
I've been lucky, haven't I? I mean, sort of West Ham, Tottenham, QPR was quite easy. It was a short journey for me.
Yeah.
Compared to the others, West Ham was a slap getting to travel Eve and getting to end sort of round to Chigwell Way with Tottenham. But no, I sort of... I've been lucky. I've managed all up Bournemouth, Southampton, Portsmouth, you know.
So you know the M27 quite well.
Yeah. I actually agreed to take the Newcastle job back in when I was managing Portsmouth, and it was quite, I never actually met Mike Ashley. I did my deal with a fellow called Paul Kemsley, who was Mike Ashley's mate. And he met me in London and PK, as we called him, was an unbelievable character. He used to be a partner of Daniel Levy's at one time, but he was a larger-than-life character. And he's saying to me, Harry, yeah, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. What we'll do, he said, we'll put a plane on in the mornings at Herne Airport. There'll be a little private, one of those little private jets. So you get on the plane at 7, whatever. It'll fly to Newcastle. You'll be there from sort of 8:15. You'll be at the training ground by 8:20. And then at night, when you want to come home, you get on the plane at 5:00. It'll be on the runway, and you come and get it, and they'll fly you home for your dinner. It sounded a good idea. And I thought, can you imagine when you start losing a few games? Can you imagine them Geordies? Can you imagine it, Dave, you know?
Michael. What about when Michael did it? He was landing at the training ground in his helicopter, weren't he?
I thought, this ain't a good idea, really. So, we scrapped and aborted that one.
Yeah. When you mentioned about Simeone, how would you, because he hardly ever shakes the hand of the opposing manager, does he?
No.
It just like goes down the tunnel. How would you have felt with that?
Well, Arsene was a bit like that, wasn't he?
Was he?
Arsene used to shake hands, Dave, but he never looked at you. You could watch a thousand, I'll tell you, he used to go like that to you and sort of look the other way and ready to go.
No way. Oh,
God. It was never like, my God, what a good game, Arsene. Well played. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good game, was it? You know, whatever. He used to go bomb like that, you know. But, he just straight down the tunnel, isn't he? He looks like he's really Mr. Angry, isn't he?
Yeah,
he'd give Duncan Ferguson a run for his money.
Oh, yeah.
Or Joe.
You don't mess with Big Dunk. Harry, it's been amazing having you on, mate. We've finally got it all sorted.
Dave, that is the biggest miracle of the day. Honestly, the times that we're supposed to be doing programs and we never get to do them because we can't get the iPad on. Sandra pushed a button. I don't think she knew what she was pushing, and it came on. If she'd have left me to it, it would never have come on. Hey, great talking to you guys.
Brilliant. Nice one, Harry.
Look forward to seeing you, David. Keep well.
Yeah, and you.
Love to the family. Bye, mate. Bye, David.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys.
Cheers, Harry. Head over to YouTube to watch all our interviews in full. Just search Seaman Says and subscribe.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.